on the Party Line program for, let's see, Boone and Erickson. I'm here.
I'm not. I mean, Erickson's not.
Roger's in Bangkok. In a little while, he'll be getting out of bed and touring the Klongs, which was one of the most fascinating and exciting tours on the entire trip.
It's the King Klong Tour.
You know how, what direction Klongs go? What direction?
What direction?
The Klongs go in a certain direction.
They
what
all
direction?
Go downstream.
They go counter-Klongwise.
Come on, Charlie.
They really do.
Come on.
And I've got some fantastic movies I'm going to show in this program of the Klong trip.
Now, wait a minute. I've seen... I've heard you show your slides.
I have my Tahiti slides on the radio, which was
how,
a first.
How are you going to show your
motion pictures?
Yes.
That is a little more difficult, but I'm working on it.
I'll show mine if you show yours.
Okay.
Then we're in trouble. We got a captive audience.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Home movies on the radio.
Say, this first portion of Party Line, not only brought to you by Gabbert's, but this portion brought to you by Miracle White Company that manufacture the brand new spray starch, and we'll tell you more about that in just a little while. We do want to meet our guest right now.
And our guest is Mrs. Patsy Sherman, a chemist. Well, that's a little unusual. No, well, maybe not.
No, I don't think it is. It's probably, we think of men as chemists, but there are many, many women in the chemical industry, right, Patsy?
Oh, yes.
Patsy's with 3M Company in our own Twin Cities, and there's a reason that she's on the program and a reason that a lot of chemists are in the Twin Cities. In fact, how many are there?
Oh, there must be 5,000-6,000 here for this meeting.
That's a lot of chemists, and they're meeting here in the Twin Cities for several days. And is this sort of a national convention?
Right. It's held usually about twice a year.
With the American Chemical Society.
Mm-hmm.
And ACS.
You're a member.
Right.
And what do you do at 3M as a chemist?
Well, I call myself a polymer chemist.
A who?
A what?
A polymer chemist.
Polymer chemist.
And polymers, if you happen to want to know, are... synthetic plastics and rubbers, the man-made polymers. Mm. Naturally occurring polymers are things like wood, cotton, things of that type.
Is this a chemical term?
Right.
Polymer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought it was a proper name.
You don't happen to work with Scotchgard, do you?
That's kind of right.
Oh, mm-hmm. I see. So you work for processes that prepare fabric to resist stains and that kind of thing.
That's right.
Oh, and you've made some tremendous inroads and new innovations in the field, haven't you?
We hope we have. We feel our finishes are unique.
Well, we've had a bunch of questions on this program from various people regarding stains. Last week, we had a woman call in. How do I get oil stains out of my husband's work pants? And I couldn't tell her. I didn't know how. Can you do that?
Well, if she's talking about durable press work pants, and I assume she was.
This is what most of them are nowadays,
mm-hmm.
huh? Yeah.
She's...
Go ahead.
She's out of luck unless she looks at the tag on the garment when she buys it. And if she does look at the... label on the garment, she will notice that more and more durable press garments now say durable press with soil release.
Soil release?
And soil release is a finish that's applied to the fabric by the manufacturer that permits these garments to release these oil stains on laundering without any extra treatment.
Well, now these finishes, and now you say you have a new one, a soil release, and then there are finishes that are stain resistant. They're not just for fabrics to wear. You can put them on furniture and what, on rugs and anything, huh?
That's right. There are many different finishes that we sell for many specialized uses. However, the most recent one that we have introduced, and the one particularly designed for durable press, is both a stain repellent finish and a soil release finish. It keeps the garments clean when you wear them, and it helps any stains that should happen to get forced in there wash right out.
How about that? Say, we're talking about... all kinds of stains and stuff. Miracle White, one of our sponsors, has a new product, and we've been talking so enthusiastically about Miracle White spray starch that I'm sure a lot of you have been looking for it, and maybe it's so new that perhaps your grocer hasn't stocked it yet. Maybe this lady on the line now who's trying to find it, maybe that difficulty is, that's the reason it's so new. So you keep looking, keep asking your grocer and tell him, because maybe he doesn't realize it's in the warehouse and he's... maybe not stop.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, your voice is so far away. I thought you were talking to somebody else.
Well, I am far away. But I'll get closer.
Oh.
But you ask your grocer and keep looking because it is new, and oftentimes on a new product is...
Well, I've been trying ever since you first started,
yeah.
And it's over a month ago, you know. And I've tried in Golden Valley, New Hope, and Crystal, and they treat it as a joke.
Well, they shouldn't, because this is a brand-new product, spray starch, with the same double money-back guarantee. And, in fact, there's a free offer going on at your grocer's with the Miracle White display. So you look for it, because you can get a second can absolutely free, see?
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye now.
All right.
As a matter of fact, I got a can of it in my hand right here, except Rogers used most of it up in demonstrations.
Well, we wanted to demonstrate how nice it smells, because it has a real nice
here,
fragrance.
Let's, I don't have know everybody take a little whiff now and see what they think.
Okay. Smell it?
That smell good?
Not bad. And that's the first spray starch that's guaranteed to dissolve completely into everything you iron, even hard-to-penetrate synthetics. And that means your iron doesn't stick, fabrics don't scorch, and there's no flaking. It's not a flaky starch. And another good reason, because of that offer I mentioned, so look for it. And if you don't see it at your grocer's, he's got so many products, it's impossible for him to have them all. Look for it, Miracle White Spray Starch. Up above CCO land, I believe there's a whirlybird up there somewhere with Howard Viking in it.
Where are you, Howard?
This is Howard Viking reporting from WCCO Radio's Flood Watch helicopter. We just now passed over Stillwater, Minnesota. The dikes at Stillwater, from what we can see up here at 200 feet, the dikes are holding. But the people of Stillwater should be very grateful to what seems to be a group of 75 or maybe 100 high school students who are filling sandbags. And as we passed over them just a minute ago, they waved at us. The dikes are holding at Stillwater. Before we passed over Stillwater, we left Afton and St. Croix Beach. I'd say the situation is about the same there. Afton, it's the marina area that seems to be flooded. It's a funny thing to see docks floating and tied to houseboats and big concrete blocks. It's the St. Croix Beach area where most of the homes seem to be submerged. And these are newer homes. That's what amazes me, that have water up about 2 feet from the roof. And newer homes, it's kind of a heartbreaking thing to see this sadness caused by the St. Croix River. We saw a dog being rescued from a back porch, a second floor back porch, by a runabout, an outboard motorboat. We're heading now toward St. Paul to see what the situation is there. It's Howard Viking signing off on the WCCO Flood Watch helicopter.
Howard, on your way down to St. Paul and around by the highways up the Mississippi, check in the Minnesota. Check some of those highways, like 35E, see if that's crowded, and see the Mendota, and also check on 35W, would you? Because we know it's been jammed with traffic all day long. Thank you, Howard.
Roger, Wilco. I always like to talk on the helicopter report, because it's like being in the Air Force.
Yeah, it's like, that's true.
Yeah.
You're a crew member. Say, the American Chemical Society having their 15th annual national convention. And a lot of things are going to happen at this national convention. Right, Patsy Sherman, who's our guest today? They're going to talk about organ transplants, the chemicals responses, the body's chemical responses. They're going to talk about changes occurring in the Great Lakes, chemical changes. They're going to talk about new techniques for analyzing the surface of the moon. That's going to be interesting. And, of course, it's only open to those 6,500 scientists who attend, right?
That's right, although some non-members can attend the sessions if they register.
Well, I was thinking particularly of students at universities and colleges who are interested in chemical engineering or in chemistry probably would find this most fascinating.
Oh, yes, and there are even special rates for students, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. That's good to hear.
How long does it last?
All week.
Good.
Say it's a cloudy day today, but did Steve say it was about 52 degrees in our Twin Cities?
54 degrees right now. I have it right here in front of me.
Okay.
54 degrees with a north... a west-northwest wind only 6 miles per hour.
This portion brought to you by Miracle White, and Patsy Sherman's our guest from 3M. She's a chemist, has worked on the Scotchgard technique, and we're going to have a question from a listener right now for Patsy. Go ahead.
Yes, am I on?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you have a Scotchgard product now that will protect a nylon shag carpeting?
How about that, Patsy?
Nylon shag carpeting. Well, first of all, what's nylon shag carpeting?
You don't really want to know.
I don't?
It's just a long-napped carpet.
Uh-huh.
We do not have now any product that we are selling for home application to carpet. We have only one product that we sell for home application, which is a spray can. And this is primarily intended to be used on upholstery and garments.
Okay, some of the new scientific things they're accomplishing these days, you think in 10 years, what is it going to be like? You know, a whole new world has opened up to us, and it doesn't seem possible. Some of the things we take for granted today weren't even around 20 years ago. And what are some of the new things happening in your department, in chemistry and some of the new things you can talk about?
Well, just talking about this same field, I think the last 20 years has seen the introduction of the synthetic fabrics.
Mm-hmm.
20 years ago, we didn't have polyester fabrics and acrylic fabrics. And the advantages that they have brought to us have been great.
Of course, as a result, like Miracle Way products were produced as a result of combating dirt in some of those new Miracle fabrics, and they've helped tremendously. But what are some of the other chemical things that you might be working with at 3M? Maybe not in your specific department, but some of the new ideas that you know about. Things that we can look forward to. I know they've done tremendous things with synthetic, like, for instance, woods, grains, you know, that are synthetics, but they look like real wood.
That's right. Nowadays, they have plastic laminates.
Yeah.
That defy anybody to tell them from the real thing.
Mm-hmm. Great things.
You know, when you talk about this stain-resistant and soil-releasing, it's really, is it a coating? Or is it actually in the fiber? Say we're talking about a garment, and now they've got it stain-resistant, and the newest product, stain-resistant and soil-releasing, is the stuff in the garment or on the outside?
Well, it's the finish that is applied by the textile finisher, and it coats the exterior of each individual fiber in the yarn.
So it really then is on the outside.
That's right. That's where you need it.
Yeah. Is it better when it comes prepared, in other words, it's done in the factory? Can you achieve the same results, the same protection, by applying it in, say, this home spray can that you're speaking of? Or not quite?
You can get stain resistance. You can apply our spray can product to confer repellency to aqueous stains and oil-borne stains when you wear them. But the added property of soil release on laundering comes only in the finish that is applied by the finisher.
Put on during the manufacturing process.
Huh? Right now, yes.
So far, you're working on it, huh?
Well, we hope we'll get it into something that will be of use to the consumer, too, that they can do something to protect their things.
Okay. Well, Miracle White sure helps a lot in all their products, keeping things nice and white, nice and clean, and restoring color. Miracle White announces a new miracle in ironing. You were just going to mention it, Dick.
Yeah, for example, the new Miracle White spray starch. It gives a special silicone covering there, which gives your iron a new glide. Now,
that's right.
That's part of the reason for starch.
You know what they call it? They call it a fountain of youth for fabrics. You know why? Because it puts new body into everything you iron.
Yeah. You know, you don't have to dampen or pre-sprinkle any. Do you ever sprinkle clothes, Charlie?
I sprinkle clothes. I remember in the service used to, you know, press my khakis.
Yeah, and you had to sprinkle the water on there, roll
sure,
them up.
Sure, I had a soft bottle with a little sprinkler on it. You
that's
know,
right. Yeah.
Right?
But you don't have to do that anymore, not with the new Miracle White spray starch.
And no scorching, no flaking.
No flaking, that's important.
Just glides right along, your iron does. The heavenly fragrance, as we mentioned a moment ago, and it has special silicones to make your ironing easy. Give you crisp, fresh results, and so look for it. Double your money back if you don't think it's just what you thought it was. Like all the Miracle White products, you look for them where you shop. Here's a lady with a question for our guest, Patsy Sherman from 3M. Go ahead.
Yes, this Scotch Guard that comes in the spray can, if it is sprayed on a child's raincoat, will it wash out when the garment is laundered at home?
A child's raincoat, you say.
How about that, Patsy? Do you have to redo it, so to speak?
You shouldn't have to redo it every time it's laundered. No, it should have some durability to laundering. Of course, a child's raincoat gets a lot of wear. You may want to redo it every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. My kids' raincoats get a lot of wear, only it's not necessarily rain. It's mostly mud, grass.
Say, by the way, our number is 3399111. I probably am derelict. Don't mention this often enough. 3399111. That's our party line number, and you gals who listen every day might jot it down so you have it handy. 3399111. Hello, party line. Go ahead.
Yes. I wanted to ask her if they had a certain type of a tape that at Christmas time, you know, you have such gorgeous Christmas cards, and we put them up on our mantle and paste them up there.
Who has gorgeous Christmas cards?
Beg pardon?
Who has gorgeous Christmas cards?
You have a what?
I think
everybody has, you mean?
Oh, well, no, it don't say. When I turned around, it fell down.
I think she's got
and I wondered
wrong,
if they had put on a tape that would really hold on
tape.
Stone.
I see. You want to paste your Christmas cards up above the mantle, and you need a tape. You mean?
Well, I wanted a tape, you know, that would stick to stone.
Oh, stick to stone.
Yes.
Does magic tape stick to stone?
Well, that's not quite my department. Maybe she ought to call the tape division of 3M.
Say,
By the way, do they have a number at 3M where you can call and ask for information like this, general information about some of your products?
If they call the operator, I'm sure they'll be referred to the right number.
Fine.
Yeah, Patsy's working primarily as a chemist in stain-resistant materials and fabric finishes, and she was speaking of the new property that they call soil releasing, and I suppose you don't even know what's going on in the tape department over there.
Not too well.
There's so many divisions in that company. Here's a call that might be interesting. I think it might be down your alley, Patsy. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes, are you ever going to come out with an antistat in a can to keep lint and things from collecting on women's clothing or like on men's suits?
An antistat? You mean like...
An antistat.
Like it's anti-electricity.
Right.
Uh-huh.
They have it and they put it into... like the plastic lids on spray cans and things. They have a liquid antistat that they put in. I'm wondering why they can't put it into a spray can and sell it on the market.
It'd be great if they could.
Well, as of now, we don't have a treatment that is an antistatic treatment to be applied at home. However, this new dual-purpose stain-resistant and soil-releasing finish that I mentioned that is applied by the finisher does have antistat properties.
Mm-hmm. But it isn't strictly an antistat.
No, it's...
Uh-huh.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, party line. This portion brought to you by Miracle White. Keep asking for it, keep looking for it. The new Miracle White Spray Starch.
Double your money back guarantee.
That's right.
Party line's coming to you from studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul at 830-WCCO.
Say, we're going on the go right now to a place that we recorded some on-the-go commercials for Schmidt Music.
At Schmidt Music Company, we're talking with Bill Slott. And, Bill, I found out today something interesting concerning the parochial school band instrument program. Tell us about that.
We have 16 parochial school directors who take care of our parochial band program. This is available to the Catholic and Protestant schools, private schools. We have, right presently, about 1,150 students in this program.
Is that right?
That's right. That's a lot of kids, isn't it?
That surely is.
We help them with their getting the teacher, getting the background instruments, music for the ensemble and for the band concerts and so forth.
So, parochial schools, contact Schmidt Music Company.
That's a beautiful store, most complete music store anywhere. That's Schmidt Music Company, and that's if you have any questions on music, you want to buy a piano, an organ, an instrument, or sheet music, or records, or stereo, they have it at Schmidt Music. That was Boone and Erickson on the go from Schmidt Music. Boy, that St. Paul store looks beautiful. All done up nice. Say, we're taking questions today for Patsy Sherman from 3M, and we just had a call, or apparently someone advised us, that 3M has a whole department that does nothing but refer people and their questions. They have a product information center, which you mentioned, so they can call there. And someone mentioned that spray adhesive sticks to cement. There's a thing called Floral 77.
What does it do to the cement? I mean, you know, when you want to take whatever off you put up there.
Well, I don't know about it. I don't know. I really don't know. It just says spray adhesive sticks to cement.
Okay.
Okay. Want to take a chance on that?
All right.
It says the party line, our number is 3399111.
You know the smelt run's about to start?
You mean on the North Shore?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it may have kind of started out deep where the commercial guys can
get out. A smelt run? What actually? Because I don't know. I've never even seen a smelt. I never even smelt one.
You never smelt a smelt?
Nope.
There isn't any smelt to a smelt.
How long does it last?
Oh, 3 weeks or so.
They get millions of these things?
Oh, you know, you can dip them up in buckets.
Really?
Yeah, walk by the shore there. That's when they get in close.
Now, you're talking about the Duluth area, because we know Lake Superior.
Oh, yeah.
Duluth is the capital of the world, right?
Right, right. They all have about 2 million pounds this season. It runs about 3 weeks, and they take about 2 million pounds of these silvery little fish.
And they don't smelt?
No, yes, but they
where'd they get
unlike
that name,
other
smelt,
fish,
if they don't smelt?
That's funny. It's funny that they should be called smelt.
Yeah.
Because they don't really smelt. Most fish have a fishy odor,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But a smelt, well, people joke about it. They say they smell like violets.
Really?
Which has no odor.
What's
right?
That word mean?
Smelt?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's some kind of a Scandinavian word or something that comes out of the... it does? It's an Anglo-Saxon word.
See, I knew you knew.
Smooth and shining.
Yeah, see? Well, what kind of a fish is it? Is it like a walleye or is it
no,
like a...
No, it's like a trout. It's related to the salmon or the trout.
Oh. Well, how big are they?
14, 15 inches long.
You like them?
Oh, they're the greatest freshwater fish. It's a gourmet item all
really?
Over the world. Yes.
Fry them?
Well, you can do them just anyway. You can fry them. You can put them in a sauce with wine and what have you. Bake them.
Like
I just
casserole,
like to roll them. In a casserole. I just like to roll them up in breadcrumbs or flour and fry them right in the deep fry them.
And as soon as they come in, Lund's will have them, right?
Lund's has got them coming immediately.
Direct from Duluth
to Lund's. I'll tell you this. It's a lot easier to get them at Lund's than it is to go up in the North Shore and get them. Because there, you see, at Lund's, they're already cleaned.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a lot of cleaning to do 40,000 smelt.
A lot of little bones?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The smelt run is on at Lund's.
They're not like grunion. They have grunion runs on the West Coast.
They're a little different.
Yeah.
What is a grunion?
I don't know.
A grunion?
I know a lot of people go out there with flashlights on the shore and they run around chasing each other.
Don't grunions dig down in the sand?
They say they're fishing, but, huh?
Don't grunions dig down in the sand? They're not exactly, they're a shellfish kind of thing, aren't they?
I don't know.
Somebody will know and they'll correct
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay. This next portion of Party Line is brought to you by Midwest Federal at the sign of the Friendly Tree, and they've been very friendly lately because they've been loaning money to people who needed to pay Uncle Sam today. This is the 15th. I've been trying to forget it. But Midwest Federal is your friend, financially and every other way.
And our guest is Mrs. Patsy Sherman, chemist from the 3M Company in the Twin Cities, and she's come to talk to us about these new stain-resistant and soil-releasing materials and fabric finishes. We've had quite a few interesting questions.
Got a question for our guest. Hello. Go ahead.
Yes. I'd like to ask your guest whether or not Scotchgard is safe to use on items such as silk ties.
Silk ties?
You mean whether it'll keep the gravy off?
She probably hung up.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
I didn't hear you.
No, will it keep the gravy off the tie? That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. You want to listen on the radio?
Okay, fine. Thank you much.
Patsy, how about ties?
The spray can product should be safe for any product that is safe in dry cleaning. And yes, it will keep the gravy off the tie.
Because the gravy can't get to the thread.
Righto. Oh,
wouldn't make the tie stiff, would it? No.
No. Here's another question from a listener. Hello. Go ahead,
sir. Hello. Yeah, I have some sponge rubber back runners, rugs, and the rubber has deteriorated and crumbled. Is there any kind of a spray that can restore that to stick it back on there so it doesn't all crumble off?
Restore the rubber and give it a new life?
Well, to make it, instead of drying and crumbling, to seal it sort of, to make it stay back on the rug so it won't come off on the floor all the time.
You know anything
it's powdered like
that?
I would guess it's a deterioration of the rubber backing and there'd be very little that could be done.
Just have to put new backing on it, huh?
If it's possible.
If that's possible, yeah. Okay. Fine. Party Line on CCO Radio.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Can I speak now?
Yes, you're on.
All righty. I would like to know, I'm a bachelor and I have an upholstered chair. I would like to know what would be the best thing to use for that, to clean it myself.
Clean it yourself? Well, there's various upholstery cleaners. But our guest here is an expert on these finishes that you put on the upholstery to keep it from getting dirty in the first place.
Once he gets it clean, spray it with a fluorochemical finish to protect it so it doesn't get dirty so quickly next time.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, listen, as a bachelor, let me tell you something. There are guys that do this, you know, professionally, and they're a lot better than I am.
Yeah, but I was just wondering if there was something better for that.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. You know, we talk about graduations already because this is April and May, and a lot of graduates in May and then June.
The only thing about that is if you've got a graduation coming up, then you have to start looking forward to college in the fall.
That means you got to have some money, right?
Midwest Federal Savings Certificates can help you be sure you will have enough money to see that student right on through college.
That big book rate of Midwest Federal, that 5.25% on 6-month certificates of $1,000, are becoming more and more popular for earning extra money because they offer the highest rate on insured savings.
And you know that those savings certificates allow that you can withdraw the money as you need it, too.
That's right. And that's still unequal in this area, by the way, the Midwest dividend record. 77 years young, $510 million strong, with 9 convenient offices. So visit one near you. There are 9 in the Twin Cities, and it's a good tree to come to for shelter.
Midwest Federal.
Party Line.
Yes. Could you ask your guest if she has any comments about the durability of permanent press? Because they appear to deteriorate faster than a regular fabric used to.
Yeah, you know anything about that, Patsy?
Permanent press.
Well, if you consider the way permanent press is made, it's made by impregnating the cotton fibers in the blend with this crease-proofing resin. It's sort of like giving the cotton a permanent wave. It permanently sets it in the shape of the garment. But just as happens with a permanent wave, it does embrittle the cotton fibers.
Mm-hmm.
They do tend to break easier. This is why synthetic fibers like polyester fibers are blended with the cotton fibers to overcome this weakness. Also, if you consider in a permanent press fabric, you always have your crease in exactly the same spot, and you're always getting all your wear on the very same spot.
Hey, that's right, yeah. Makes sense. Party line.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know if 3M makes a product, if Scotchgard or a product like that, that could be sprayed on wallpaper. And I'll hang up and listen.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
There's
you.
An idea. I never thought of wallpaper.
I was talking about getting spots off wallpaper to protect that from spots and little people's finger marks. Can you spray it?
I would assume you could use our spray can product to protect wallpaper.
Mm-hmm.
It should do the same thing there as it does on fabric.
Especially some of the new vinyl wallpapers that are, you know, are...
Take a lot of spray washable. Cans to go around a room, though.
That sure would, though. Boy.
You better do it in a closet. Well, some of the wallpapers are made now. Admittedly, they're a little more expensive, but they're stain-resistant and wear-proof and so forth when you put them up, but sometimes it's worth it. Maybe if you spread it with the stain-resistant, though, it might make it easier for cleaning. It just wouldn't get on there in the first place.
Say, we have a guest today, Patsy Sherman, who's talking about stains and so on from 3M, but the gentleman has a problem. Maybe we can help him. Maybe even Patsy knows. He's got a woodpecker that's getting at his house, and he wants to know what to do about it.
What kind of woodpecker is it?
Well, they're rather small ones, and they're pecking holes about the size of a quarter on the corners of my home. And
well,
we live in a wooded lot
I wouldn't
here
stand
at Wayzata,
for it.
And trying to shoot a few, but there must be some other solution.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I think it's against the law to shoot them.
Well, that's what I was told.
You know, in lieu of someone calling in with a legitimate answer, if I were you, I would call a good... pesticide company. What do they call these companies? Companies that have ways and means of doing away with pests?
Yeah, well, I have a fairly new house. I don't have any, what you call the bugs that they're after. They must enjoy my masonite siding or something.
I think that's probably the way they sharpen up their bills or something.
It's awfully annoying at 6 a.m.
I can imagine, yeah. You know, I have a hunch they'll go away very soon as the bugs become available in the trees.
They're hungry.
Yeah, but in the meantime, about...
They're eating up your house. Yeah.
They do it real early in the morning, huh?
Right, right. As soon as the sun comes out.
Mm-hmm.
This morning I was blessed with rain, so I got a good night's sleep.
Well, we'll try to get an answer, and if we don't, I still say it'd be a good idea to call a professional.
Professional.
Yeah, look in the Yellow Pages.
Or
right?
Maybe somebody at the Conservation Department could help you.
That's an idea. The University of Minnesota, also the Agriculture Extension Service, and or the Conservation Department of the... State of Minnesota.
Very good.
A couple of good ideas from Dick, okay?
I enjoy your program.
Thank you for calling.
Very good.
Our number is 3399-17 before 3, and you said it was 54 degrees in our Twin Cities under cloudy skies and expected not to change much, although it might warm up a bit tomorrow. Say, going on a vacation?
Oh, no.
Huh?
No.
Why not?
I already took my vacation.
Oh,
I went to Africa.
You know how much money it takes. I figured out how much money... we spent on our vacation.
How much?
Taking the kids to too much.
In other words, when you spent your vacation, you really spent it.
Oh, man, twice as much as I thought I had. It's amazing. You don't realize until you start to, you know, count it up.
All right, now it's time to think about next year.
Okay, you got to save, right?
Midwest Federal wants to help you make that big vacation happen next year.
Well, it's easy.
Midwest Federal Savings Certificates.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They're a good money vehicle for both long-term and short-term planning.
But you have to start now. You have to begin a savings program now.
Right now.
Right. Midwest's $1,000 minimum, 5.25%, 6-month savings certificates. Boy, you can start looking at travel brochures for faraway places for a change.
And you got to save systematically. Then the money you earn from dividends may pay next year's vacation with Midwest Federal's generous returns. So start now.
9 offices. You find one convenient to you.
Right. Say, I got a call yesterday just as the show got over. You know who was on the line? Cute little Japanese operator, and she said, the Tokyo calling and Mr. Raja Oxen. And unfortunately, he missed getting on the program, but he wanted to tell me that when they got to Tokyo, beautiful weather, they've had gorgeous weather, and they saw the last of the cherry blossoms all day Sunday. They had cherry blossoms, and they went to Shinzanzo restaurant and the beautiful gardens they have around that restaurant, and the sights were gorgeous. And he also mentioned that greeting them on arrival were a whole bunch of butter kernel vegetables. It seems the butter kernel canners had sent out to the Orient whole bunch of cans of butter kernel vegetables for Mrs. Harry Gislin of Minneapolis, the winner, the grand prize winner of the butter kernel recipe contest. And the butter kernel people thought that maybe on this trip she could make her winning recipe, which was a vegetable casserole. So they sent all the vegetables that she needed, like green beans and whole kernel corn and lima beans and stuff like that. And she's going to make it for them right on the trip. And Rod said they're having a good time. So thank you, butter kernel. And he said, boy, it sure looked good, a little bit of home, to see butter kernel vegetables, the grade A vegetables that taste as good as your name.
Have you put that recipe on the air already?
I haven't. And I'm kind of waiting to get the okay from butter kernel, because they do have a lot of recipes, and I think they're going to do something with them, so I don't want to show their hand.
Okay.
But it's a prize winner. I'm sure you can get it by sending the butter kernel, but I'll find out about that, because some people may want that winning butter kernel recipe. Oh, hello, party line.
May I ask a question of your guest, please, for 3M's?
Go ahead.
All righty. I would like to know if there is any danger of spotting a material, new or old, when you're using this spray can of Scotch Guarding. Well, sometimes when you spray things, you find there's a little spot that will probably show afterwards. And I was wondering if there's any danger of that with the Scotch Guarding.
How about that, Patsy?
I don't think there would be any problem, provided the garment were clean.
I see. If it's brand new material, you shouldn't worry.
No, I wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Just like anything else, if you've already got a spot on there, you'll be putting your finish over the spot.
No, but I was thinking of new material.
Ah.
And now, for instance, a garment. Would you hang it on a hanger and then just spray it all over it after it's finished?
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, you bet. Party line on CCO. Patsy Sherman, our guest from 3M. It's 14 before 3. All the chemists are in town, a whole bunch of them, for the 15th annual meeting of the American Chemical Society. Say, I think we have a report from Howard ready. Is there one? Is Howard up there somewhere in the sky with our CCO helicopter?
Charlie, we Pullman Field near downtown St. Paul. Pullman Field is completely covered with water. Then off to our left, we see Navy Island. Navy Island now should be called more a submarine base. So we left St. Paul, headed up over Lake Josephine, Lake Johanna, and now heading up toward Anoka Way to see if we can find any change in the situation at Anoka. Charlie, I heard you a few minutes ago asking if we'd try to check on 35W. We'll do that in about an hour and try to give a report sometime during the baseball game. It's a little bit hazy, a little bit foggy, but so far we haven't seen any woodpeckers either. Okay.
Okay, Howard. Howard,
wise
Mike
guy.
CCO. Floodwatch helicopter.
See, I remember a year or so ago, there was a fella that had this same problem out in the Minnetonka area, and he had a rather rare pileated woodpecker that was working on his house. And they're very hard to come by, and they're a birdwatcher's delight, and they're diminishing, they're becoming extinct. Anyway, he went to the conservation department to get approval to shoot this here pileated woodpecker, and it got out to the public some way, and it created tremendous row. And it went on for weeks, and this woodpecker kept pecking on his house, and he was trying to get permission to do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so finally, somebody tried to offer to come out and try to capture it so they could save the woodpecker, but also his house. I never did hear what came out.
Yeah, they ought to use 7-Up, put some 7-Up out, and the woodpecker would be so busy sipping that 7-Up, he wouldn't think about bothering the guy's house.
Oh,
there are many unmentionable situations that we on the Boone Erickson Show should tell our listeners about.
Well, wait a minute, Rog. Unmentionable?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If it's unmentionable, we shouldn't tell the nice people out there about such situations. This is a family
Charlie, you know, sometimes you really are quite unimaginative.
What do you mean?
I, of course, am talking about the uncaller.
Oh.
7-Up.
Oh, and you want to mention some of the times that are especially good times to enjoy the fresh, unique taste of the uncola, right?
Yeah, now you're catching on.
Ah, like telling them that the uncola is good after a 5-day bicycle race, or a week-long hooky lau, you know, a beach party, or a 32-hour marathon dance.
Hold it. You don't have to wait for an impossible situation to enjoy a twinkly, bubbly glass of uncola. The Uncola is for kids when they come home from school or come in from playing outside.
Yeah.
Uncola is for homemakers. It's a reward for getting the dusting and vacuuming done by 10 o'clock.
And the Uncola is a great reward when Dad comes home from work, too.
It's unresistible anytime.
Here we are on the Party Line Show with our guest, Patsy Sherman, of the 3M Company in the Twin Cities.
We got a listener calling in. Go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to... I've got a pat on the back for Scotch Guard. I decided to try it
for its repellency. So I proceeded to make a raincoat, and since I've made two or three for myself and several for friends and relatives, and the stuff is just great. It's repelled everything from cold to rainstorm, and it's very repellent. I've had no problems with spotting or anything like this, and I think it's just a wonderful product.
That's a thing we like to hear.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Repellency, that would make a great melon prop.
Repellency melon prop.
No, make a great melon prop.
Make a good name. What's your name? Repellency melon prop.
No.
No?
I met a guy, he was very repellent. He had a lot of repellency. I was just thinking of a friend of mine that I ran into one time way across the seas that was great with melon props. 10 minutes now before 3, 54 degrees in our Twin Cities, and let's see if we can get another listener with a question for Patsy. Hello?
I don't have a question, but you were talking about the butter kernel vegetable casserole.
Yes.
I got that recipe from CCO Radio on the air. It might have been when you were gone.
Oh, it must have been when I was gone.
Yeah, I haven't it here right now, but it has been given on the air, and it's delicious.
The vegetable casserole.
Yes.
Yeah, with a can of butter kernel cut green beans and the can of butter kernel whole kernel corn and the can of baby lima beans and chopped pimento.
Right.
And the mushrooms and the chopped green spring onions with tops of...
And the bacon.
Oh, bacon, that's right.
And cream of celery soup.
And sharp cheese.
Yeah, it's just delicious, and it has been given on the air.
Well, I'll give it again, then, maybe tomorrow.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, you're welcome.
Okay.
Say, Charlie, is it true? Is it true that you won't drink any coffee when you go into a restaurant or something unless you smell the Kona aroma?
Yeah, that's a fact. That's an actual fact. Yeah, I go into a restaurant, and there aren't many restaurants that I go into that don't serve McGarvey coffee, so I've never had this happen that I had to walk out.
You actually go around sniffing the coffee in the restaurants,
yeah,
huh?
And if I don't smell that Kona aroma, I just beat it for the door. But as I said, I haven't had to do it because most restaurants, leading restaurants and hotels in this part of the country, all have McGarvey coffee.
Well, yes, everybody likes McGarvey coffee, but not everybody has to sniff it first.
Well, I like that Kona aroma. That's a Hawaiian blend coffee. Kona aroma refers to the Kona coast of Hawaii where they grow those wonderful coffee beans, you see?
Yeah. Truth of the matter is, the only way you could get fresher coffee than McGarvey coffee is to roast your own.
That's right.
You know that?
But it's roasted right here in the Twin Cities, and that's probably why it's fresher, see? Some coffee's flown in from all over, north, south, but this is right here. Locally roasted and blended, so it's fresher.
Well, all right. Go around sniffing and trying to find the Kona aroma, because only McGarvey's had it. And that's the best. McGarvey's Kona aroma, fresh roasted right here in the upper Midwest.
That's my favorite coffee, McGarvey. And we drink it right here at CCO. Hello, Party Line.
Yes, hi. It's about time. Boy, you have to have patience to get on Party Line.
Our listeners are very patient. Go ahead. I'm waiting for you.
Oh, good. I just wanted to tell you that the gal who called in about the wallpaper,
She
should use resist stain on that wallpaper, and you paint it on. It comes in a glass bottle. It's a whitish, milkish substance.
Then you have a whole milky wallpaper.
Yes. And it will, all you do is you can scrub your wallpaper with a brush after you've used it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just terrific. I don't know who puts it out, but I have it and I use it and I think it's wonderful.
Well, thanks for the hint. Okay,
You're wonderful.
Okay. So we'll have the news and, you know, baseball's this afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Who are we playing? We're out west.
We're playing Oakland, and that game will start with Merle Harmon's show at about 3:10 following the news and the weather. Patsy, say hello to all the chemical people. From the American Chemical, is it the Chemical Society, right?
Right.
Yeah. And say hello to people at 3M.
Hello.
And nice to have you with us today.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for your hints. And I hope the guy gets rid of that woodpecker.
It is kind of tough. They're pretty low birds.
Yeah, they are.
You know.
I saw a wood duck today.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. First wood duck. We have mallards around on our creek, you know.
Yeah, you should have wood ducks nesting there behind
you.
Yeah,
we do in those dead trees.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
Say, Plywood, Minnesota has burned a lot of midnight oil trying to sell you on the idea of being a do-it-yourselfer. And quite frankly, it's a tough thing to sell to the person who has never tried being a do-it-yourselfer. Chances are, you see, he'd like to try it, but he's afraid. But we at Plywood, Minnesota want to impress upon you that you can do the job, little leaguers, and here's why. Most do-it-yourselfer jobs are not nearly as complicated as they sound. Furthermore, Plywood, Minnesota has drawn up simple, direct, easy-to-follow instructions cleverly illustrated in cartoon fashion. Why cartoons? Well, because the whole job...
Rudy doesn't understand anything but cartoons, right?
No, the real reason is he wants to get across the point that remodeling can be fun.
Oh.
That sounds like a new radio show. Remodeling can be fun.
Starring
can
Rudy.
The average do-it-yourselfer find happiness in his own rec room?
Can Rudy wreck his room?
No, really, all you have to do is get started. And getting started is so much easier because of the new types of building materials that have been developed. Rec room now involves not only pre-finished paneling, but pre-finished moldings, even pre-finished nails. Nailing lumber to a cement wall with a new type of stud driver takes an hour now, not days of work.
Those are long commercials?
Yeah.
I've been watching the clock.
Sorry, Rudy, we got to skip down the last line now.
He gets more than anybody else around here.
Anyway, stop by Plywood, Minnesota. Get started on that remodeling job.
Thanks for being with us, Dick. Okay, and sports, baseball coming up following the news and weather, which is next on CCO Radio.